The gospel reading today is an epic fail on the lectionary because, as a matter of fact, the lectionary today have chosen to omit a very important prelude to the gospel. Actually, John chapter 2, verse 1 begin on with these three words: "On the third day, there was a wedding at Cana in Galilee." The word "on the third day" is important, especially to the Johannine community. "On the third day" bear a significant theological value. Jesus, just like he rose on the third day, brought life to all human beings. On the third day at the wedding feast of Cana, he is recreating something new. He is sanctifying marriage. And like many marriages that we have seen, even many of you are married. Like the couples today, you have done your best to give to one another what you can do to prepare your wedding, to love one another. But there will come a time that you will run out of wine. Those who are married a long time understand that, don't you? There will be time that you run out of wine to give to one another, no matter how hard you try. We're all human beings. We will always run out of wine. And what does this wine signify? The significance of our love, our sacrifice for one another. And it's sad too, many of my friends are now having marriage problems because they are married about 7 to 15 years now. And I always ask them this one question when they come to me and tell me that they're having marriage problems. I always ask them, "When was the last time you prayed for one another? When was the last time you prayed for one another? When was the last time you prayed for your spouse? When was the last time you prayed for your marriage? When was the last time you invite Jesus inside your marriage?" It's important to recognize that we will run out of wine if we only depend on our own ability to give to one another. So the modern failure of marriage is that we think of marriage as only a civil or natural institution where we go to the courthouse and sign the paper. Therefore, we can define marriage in any ways that we want. But today, on the third day, Jesus recreate and lift marriage up into something new. He took the insufficiency of the couple. Even though they tried hard to provide wine for their guests, they ran short. And he turned their water into wine. So in your own marriage too, in your own family life, only Jesus could turn what is ordinary into extraordinary. Only he can transform what is mundane into something life-giving. Only he can turn what is broken and hurt into something that is significant and comes from the heart. So therefore, it's important then to recognize in your own marriage and your own family life, are you offering your relationship to Jesus Christ, or are you still trying to handle everything your own? As a priest, even though I'm not married, I deal with a lot of marriage problems. And people sometimes ask me Is it easy, Father? The answer is no. I'm a human being. I'm not a robot, nor I'm not a parrot. I get hurt too when I deal with marriage problems, with relationship problems, especially when they come into the office and expect me to be a parrot and try to triangulate. Father, can you tell my husband this? Oh, Father, can you tell my wife this? How about you tell the other person directly? I'm not a parrot. You know, my brothers and sisters, we don't learn how to communicate well. And we only talk at each other a lot of times. Yet, it's important that we learn how to talk to each other. In order to talk to each other, we need to be aware, attentive, respectful, considerate, and patient. It's hard, because oftentimes we only listen or talk to get our point across. Yet, to truly respect the other person, it to mean to invite the other person into the conversation and invite God into the conversation. Invite God into the messiness of it all and invite God to where it hurts the most. Have you invited God into where it hurts the most? Or do you and I only try to, quote unquote, take care of things? Lord, I have nothing else to give. I have no wine to give. I'm tired. I am depleted. Our marriage needs you. Our family needs you. Our society needs you. Our relationship needs you. It's important then to recognize that. So I do have some questions for those who are married. When was the last time you prayed for yourself, your spouse, your marriage, and one another? When was the last time you prayed for yourself, your spouse, your marriage, and one another? Or another question might be, what gives you life and nourishment in your own marriage? It's important. When you lose focus on the primaries, you become filled with secondaries. And then you begin to get dizzy with things and stop loving the person. Love the person and stop focusing on the mistakes. Focus on the primary, not the problematics. Learn to communicate, to be transparent, to be vulnerable, and to be honest with one another, even in the hurt. That's what it's mean to love. Don't try to be Instagram perfect, social media, and this and that perfect. Be real to one another. Men have the heart of Saint Joseph to be courageous in doing what's right and in caring for those who have been entrusted to you. Women have the heart of the Blessed Mother that notice that they are out of wine and spend the time to love one another in simplicity and silence. For those of you who no longer have children, but have children who are now married and are struggling in their marriage or relationship right now, like me, in my own extended family, I see many brokenness. I ask God a lot, what can I do? What should I do, O Lord? And remember the second readings today. The Holy Spirit give us many gifts. But all those gifts are for service of one another. I dare you to be the Blessed Mother, to notice that they're out of wine, and to come to Jesus and say, they need your help. Lord, I don't know how to help them. I don't know how to make it right. But they need your help, Lord. Lord, I lift them up to you. And then you come to your family and your loved ones and dare them, encourage them, invite them to do whatever he tells you. Put your ego aside. Put your pride aside. Focus on one another. Work beyond the hurt. Work beyond what is messy. Work beyond what we think is unworkable by inviting Jesus in so that he can transform what is ordinary and messy into something that is extraordinary and giving. We have seen so many things, so many factors trying to divide our families right now, because the families are the nucleus of our society. If the families are broken, society is broken. If family is broken, then we don't know how to love and to be loved. Therefore, if we want to change society, don't change it with politics. Change it by how you love one another and to discern the gifts that God has for each and every one of you, beginning in your family. And invite God to be the part of your family, of your marriage, of your relationship, and everyone who is in your life.